A battle between Russian authorities and the country's richest man is escalating. Russia's tax police are investigating Mikhail Khodorkovsky's oil company. He says the investigation is politically motivated. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Until recently, everything was going Mikhail Khodorkovsky's way. His estimated $11 billion fortune made him not only Russia's richest man, but one of the wealthiest people on the planet. And his company, Yukos, was embarking on a big merger with another Russian energy firm to create the world's fourth largest oil conglomerate. But Tim McCarthy, chief investment officer at Moscow's Troika Dialogue Bank, says Khodorkovsky stopped playing by President Vladimir Putin's rules on how a big Russian businessman should behave.
Build your companies, be socially responsible, but stay out of politics. And that was sort of an implicit, unwritten, agreement. And I guess Khodorkovsky was sort of stepping over the line.
Khodorkovsky had begun bankrolling the Social Democratic Opposition Party, Yabloko. Politicos whispered the polished and bespectacled 40-year-old might even run for president of Russia one day. And so Khodorkovsky's troubles began. A close business partner of his was detained in connection with a 10-year-old corruption case. Then last week, police wearing ski masks and toting Kalashnikov rifles raided his offices, looking for evidence of wrongdoing. All the more surprising, says Troika Dialogue's McCarthy, since Yukos is one of Russia's most straight-laced companies.
They've really come around in the last 4 or 5 years in terms of improving corporate governance and transparency and having independent directors on their board.
The authorities deny a political vendetta, but few here seem to believe that, foremost among them, Khodorkovsky. The reasons are exclusively political. As far as who exactly is behind all of this, I think you can guess, Khodorkovsky told reporters. But the guessing is complicated by President Putin's own ambiguous stand. Last week, Putin gave a muffled warning to Russian prosecutors not to be overzealous in dealing with so-called commercial crimes. Political analyst Lilia Shvetsova says complex intrigues by Kremlin factions may be at work, with or without Putin's full backing.
Well, the whole attack on Yukos and Khodorkovsky reflects the fact that Russian power and Russian political regime are not consolidated. It also reflects the fact that Putin is not that omnipotent as sometimes people are thinking, and he cannot rein in and control all the major factions that still continue to bite each other.
The intrigue is beginning to bite financially. Russia's stock market has boomed over the past year. Yesterday, after the expanded probe into Yukos was announced, the main share index slid by 5%, the biggest one-day drop since 1998. This year, Russia had also finally reversed a 10-year trend of massive capital flight from the country. But investment banker Tim McCarthy says rich Russians could again start sending their money abroad.
Wealthy Russian individuals are much less likely to invest if they fear political attacks or political attacks on their investments.
Many analysts say the damage to Russia's image from the case pitting its richest tycoon against the government could still be minimized if it ends up being an election year game resolved in a smoke-filled room. And that's what many here are predicting. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.